Good morning, Success Academy, and welcome to our coaching Q&A session. I'm so truly excited to be here with you. I've just been feeling the juice all week and feeling this like energy. And last night when I went to bed, I was just like reviewing my day and thinking about getting together. And I just, feeling some good positive vibes and positive energy. Looking forward to connecting with you. I'm just going to invite you as we get started here today, if you haven't yet, you know, logged off your devices or created some kind of focus space, invite you to do that. So if you want to drop into, you know, creating focus space, logging off that email, logging off social media, maybe grabbing yourself some water, your notebook, and just choosing to drop into, right, some good space and some great support, and looking forward to supporting you here today. If you already know there's something you'd love to share or that you'd love to have some coaching on, I'd love for you to get those hands raised. You press your hand or press the number *2 on your keypad to raise your hand, *2. I'd love to support you this day. Or if you're on our webcast, you can just click on your computer where it says raise hand. Would love to help support you as we get started in this experience. But I'd love to just drop into, how are you feeling? How are you doing? How's your self-care habits? Are you nourishing yourself? Are you working on those aspects? This week, we're talking in detail about also nourishing others, right? And how are you showing up to nourish your relationships and being intentional about that, both in person and online and so forth? Just love for you to be thinking about and taking action on that. I'm also curious to last week, we talked about time blocking and being more intentional with your schedule. And also part of that, some of you shared in our Facebook group, taking on a space that you were organizing. And I'd love to still see that if there's some spaces that you want to show us. I'd love to see it in our Facebook group. You also might be working on your vision board. My vision board got hung last Thursday in my office. I'll take a picture of it and send it to you. It's beautiful. It inspires me. I'm looking at it right now. But that took me a little bit of time, right? So understand, one of the things we talked about last week, and just want to say it briefly again, is that I understand that some of these weeks or assignments, they might take more time than the week that we're in, if you choose them to. Some don't have to, but that might be the case. And I just want you to allow it to be that way, right? Remember, you're here to make progress, not to be perfect. And so I know for myself, I started working on my vision board, you know, last year at a different point, started gathering images and ordering a board and then painting the board and doing all the things, is it took a little longer than expected. And I think that's just fine, is honoring the process. But I just care about that you stay checked in and that you're working on it. But last week, we also talked about organization and decluttering. I've been doing a lot of that myself along with you last week. And gosh, it just felt good, right? Giving things away to Goodwill, tidying up, decluttering, cleaning, letting go of what no longer serves. It just feels good, right? That energy. This is what I love about doing this course 4 times a year, is that I get to think about and work on the very same things. This week, we've been talking heavily about, you're in the people business. Are you nourishing your relationships? Are you doing the things that help you, you know, nourish and help other people feel valued? But this week, as we jump into coaching, your question can be whatever you want it to be. So if you have something that's up for you from week one, or you have something that is coming in week 6, you know, whatever is up for you, it might be business, it might be personal, we will jump into those shares and those questions today. We have 2 hands up, so I'm excited. We'll get started here this morning. If you want to get in the queue, by all means, please do so. Press star and then the number 2 on your keypad, or on webcast, you can simply click on your webcast, raise hand. Would love to support you. So I'm coming first to Jesse. Jesse Pitcher, you are unmuted. If you want to lead out with what's new and good, something short and sweet that's new and good, and then if you want to cue me up to your share or your question, that's a great format to follow.
Okay, can you hear me okay?
I can.
Good, okay. So new and amazing, actually, is I've been doing my goal setting and kind of the architect of my life and diving really deep, which I've done before, but this is kind of fresh. And my husband has actually joined me in the last, like, 3 nights, the first for him, totally a first for him. The last 3 nights, we have spent about an hour each night working on that project together. So we have together stuff and separate stuff and kind of accountable to each other stuff. That's cool.
I love that you said it's new and amazing. I was like, new and good, and you're like, what's new and amazing, girl?
New, it's amazing. Yeah.
So fun.
Anyway, it's really cool. There's more to it, but maybe for another time. Question.
Now,
is,
one quick question. Are you talking about you guys are going through the goals program?
We're kind of, we just set up, like, what do we want our life to look like in 10 years? And then we backed it down to 5 years and then one. And now we're trying to break those down into daily actions and stuff. So, like in the Jack Canfield book, the 3x5 cards. He related to that. He can deal with the 3x5 cards, reviewing them twice a day, and so that's kind of where we're getting to. So
I love it. Would you just elaborate on that a little bit in case anyone here, that's a new concept to them? It's in, I believe it's Principle 7 when we talk about the goal setting, but talk just a minute about the 3x5 cards and what you do with that, just in case anyone that's hearing this goes, oh, I haven't heard that before.
Yeah, so we went ahead and we kind of each took a legal pad and wrote down our master plan. And then we thought, how are we going to get there? And that's when we broke it down to a kind of a 5 year and the 1 year. And now we're going through, and whether it's making, you know, 3 relationship calls a day or whatever it is, that's going to go on the 3x5 card along with those big goals too, but kind of the daily action steps. And we both got a little thing at Office Max, like a business card holder kind of a slot that we put in our bathroom mirror. And our cards are going to rest there. We're not quite there yet. And then every day, twice a day, you go through those goals and review them twice a day. You basically look at them and remind yourself every day, twice a day, what you're heading for. And then to top that off, this is totally out of the box for him too. I had a little charm bracelet, and I picked my word of the whatever, quarter, year, however long it takes me to ingrain that word. And he liked that too, and he ordered a bracelet that has his word he picked on it, and he's going to start wearing that bracelet as soon as it's here, which is big for his dude. I think. Yeah.
Yes. Good things happening. So one thought I just want to elaborate is that the power of, like, me having, like, having a vision board up that I see regularly is a form of repetition. I'm seeing it. I'm reviewing it. There's times I literally sit in front of it and just, like, absorb it, take it in. Lots of times I don't do that. I just pass by it, but I regularly see it. The power of the review of those 3x5 cards is the repetition. And I've seen some people put them on, like, a ring, right, like three-hole, like, punch the – you know, take a hole puncher and put them on a ring or buy them in that way. I know for myself on my nightstand, I've had a list up before that says my I'd rather list, which is like my joy list. Whenever I found myself being distracted with time and activities, so I identified core nourishing activities. There's different ways, the point being that we can all do these types of processes. I just love that she was sharing that, and thank you for going a little deeper as additional ways that can help all of us, you know, be more intentional about what we're focusing on and the lives that we're creating. So this sounds so good, Jesse. This, like, is exciting. Love it. Thank you for sharing it.
He's also kind of doing a vision board in his office. He doesn't really want his clients to see, oh, these are my goals. But he has a picture of a favorite vacation spot and whatnot, kind of just to remind him what he's working towards, like visual, those visual cues. Yeah. So.
Well, thank you for sharing.
Yeah. You're welcome. It's been exciting, and this was like a good spark to get it going. Okay, so my question is relationships. So in the company I work for, there's some awesome leaders, and there's a system that they like us to go through to sort of get from where we are to where they are. And I'm following the system. I'm doing as good as I can, but I'm constantly, like, wanting to bring my own voice to the table, my own everything to the table. But everyone's like, keep trusting the system. Don't be a super coach. Don't be a, you know, a superstar, because then you're not duplicatable. So how do I kind of, like I'm sending little notes to my clients and things like that. How do I kind of follow what they're saying? Because they know what they're talking about and they know what they're there, but also bring my own stuff along and not scare off someone from becoming, you know, part of the company too. Do you know what I'm saying?
So I think it's a great share. I think there's several of you in various direct sales companies that are part of this, and the conversation of duplication comes up quite a bit. But even if you're a corporate employee or you're building a team or you influence a team, this is still a key great question for you to consider. Is I do believe absolutely in systems, right, for mass duplication. And the systems, though, is kind of like the outline. It's similar whenever I give a talk, I have an outline, like a skeleton, a system that I'm following and that I know where I'm going to lead the conversation. So that's the case, but I don't memorize my talk and I don't read from note cards, and it's not like a robotic experience. But I think knowing the general system of, you go, okay, that you can teach other people how to get from point A to point B to point C to point D is valuable significantly. Mm-hmm. And so you think of it as like the skeleton, but then you get to be your own person with your own flavor and own preferences and style and taste. And so, yes, please be you. So my answer is yes and yes. It's not either or. Do I totally be myself and, like, own it and I go and that might be my own superstar, so to speak? Or do I totally fit in a box and mute myself and be a system? No, it's both. So you want the system because the system supports you just like the skeleton does. It supports you, but then there's all the other things that, you know, make you you. Your hair color, your eye color, your flavors, your tastes, your interests, you know, and things like that, that I think you absolutely, the power of being yourself is you're also modeling for your team members that they can be themselves. And encourage that. Literally put that into your training as part of your system training, is to be yourself and to own that. It's because who you are will attract the people you need to attract, and the person and people on your team, by them being themselves, will attract who they need to be, right?
Right.
So I don't know if I'm offering much clarity. All I'm doing is validating, though, that both are valuable. But certain things like how to present a class, how to do this, how to teach that, right, how to work on yourself, personal development, those are things that you can absolutely, you want to duplicate. It's just like for me, Success Academy is a system that I duplicate 4 times a year. And whether someone's involved in technology or they sell real estate or they sell essential oils or they're a fellow life coach or they're a pastor in a church or they want to run for political office or they want to, you know, start their own blog or they're a fashion designer, you name it, any person can plug into Success Academy because it's a system of principles. And it works if people will show up and do the work. That's always the clause, right? Because not everyone shows up and does the work. So then, of course, they don't see change. But the reality is I can plug anyone into my system, and I'm confident if they'll do the work, they will have a positive increase to their self-confidence, to their sales, to their effectiveness, to their productivity. You see what I'm saying? Like, this is a similar example. Even though every course is a little different, because what's going on in my life in real time at that time, the people that come into the course, their flavor, and it becomes its own artistic expression every live course. But the skeleton is the same. In April, when I kick off with week one, I'm going to be talking about self-care, self-confidence, morning ritual, joy list. And on week six, I'm going to be talking about publicity and social media and how to grow your platform and how to grow your influence. You see what I'm saying by that, love? The same skeleton, but it comes to life in its own unique creation based on, like, a book I've just read, or, wow, I just saw this movie, or, man, I just got my heart broken, or, man, this really cool big contract just came through, or whatever is going on in my life, as well as what's going on in my students' lives. And together we co-create this beautiful thing that I'm leading the same system and the same skeleton every time. So not every week I'm trying to go, wait, what are we doing this week? I know what we're doing this week. And to give your people that same kind of confidence in terms of having systems and core modules or core principles that are taught, that are captured, is extremely valuable. And, not or, allowing them to be their own person, the way they're going to implement that material, the way they're going to like show up and say, well, yeah, that's cool, but I want to make this graphic pink and purple versus blue. Cool, go run with it, but it's going to still teach the same core.
So what would you say if someone says, oh, I can't do what you do? Have I not trained them enough to that point to understand that they're going to be them?
You know, I can't speak for everyone what they're meaning by that, but that usually is a projection of my fear of I'm not enough, which let me just tell you, as someone who's been coaching for almost, 15 years, pull back the curtain, that's everyone's wound and fear is, am I enough? And just to say, I can't do what you do, and say, tell me more about, I would lead out, this is my response when someone says that, well, I can't do what you do. Well, tell me more about what you mean by that. Rather than assuming what they mean, ask them for more information, right? They're giving you a symptom, tell us more about the symptom. And they say, oh, well, I mean, I just don't feel like I'm as positive or I'm not as confident, so forth, okay? Well, tell me how you came up with that conclusion. And I'm just curious, that I'm modeling at some level a little bit of week 8 content that we will get to, but you can go to it right now. You all have the Sales Mastery Kit. It's disc 3 in your Sales Mastery Kit that was sent to you in your inbox when you registered. But if I was you and I say, well, I'm just not as confident or as outgoing as you are, okay, well, tell me how you came up with that conclusion and what that means. And as they elaborate and say, well, I'm just curious. Keep in mind, you guys, you can ask anyone anything you want when you meet out with, I'm just curious. I'm just curious, how long has self-confidence been a challenge for you? Or how often has that popped up for you in your life? And they click say, well, for a long time. Okay. Do you feel like you're at a point you're open to working on that? Because if it's popped up here, it's probably popped up in other places in your life. Is that a fair estimate? And you know what? It pops up for me too. I regularly have to work on my own self-confidence. But can you relate to that? Yeah. Are you willing to work on that? Yeah. And realize that I'm just a regular human too that's learning to work this out. If you're willing to do the work, you also will create what you want. And are you willing to do that?
Perfect. Okay.
And realize how other people are going to relate to you is that they also will feel those same things. How many people do you think you know? Again, I'm modeling how I'd ask this, how I'd be navigating this conversation. How many people do you think you know also, they may not share it openly or publicly online, but how many people do you think you know also struggle with self-doubt or self-confidence, at least on occasion? Yeah, everyone you know. So it's less about, do you have the perfect confidence, and more about, do you have a desire to help people change their lives? Do you believe in this product? Because if you have the desire to help people change their lives, all that's required. And then you can, yes, develop skills and tools where your own confidence and your own presentation skills and things will come, and that you will feel that. But realize that it's not about you having perfect confidence. It's about, are you willing to be in the process? So again, I love this question. I love this share because see how so many of us can all benefit from it. What a difference it makes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Does that help, Jesse? Does that give you some good clarity and some guidance?
Yeah, I'm just writing notes like crazy.
Yeah. So. Well, and this is recorded, which is why we do that. And so then you can come back and listen to it and go, oh, wait, what was it? How did she transition that? How did she say that? If there's some things, but not that you have to, again, memorize it and do it perfectly. It's just the awareness of how we want to move back onto them and questions versus chasing rabbits. We want to let go of making assumptions and chasing and come back to them through questions.
Well, I wouldn't mind some language on how do I express that to, like, your mentor team that is saying, hey, that you should be following the system and nothing else. And I'm like, wait, no, I have good ideas, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I want to bring.
Yeah, and I think I think I'd explain it in the same way as, like, I'd love for you to have this foundation to build from. The system really is foundational to your growth. And as you grow, you'll realize some certain nuances that are unique to you. And we want you to be who you are and own your gifts and own your light and have the foundation be what supports you, but beyond that, right? I love it. Thank you for sharing.
Welcome.
Okay. I am coming next to Karen. Excited to connect with you, little love. You are unmuted if you want to lead out with your new and good and then your share or question.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. New and good, let's see. New and good, I would say the good part is that, you know, I had a difficult couple of 5 days, and the good is that I was able to get myself out of those 5 days and not let the overwhelm, you know, really derail me. That may not seem like a really positive good, but for me, considering how sometimes in the past overwhelm could derail me, that's my good right now, and that I'm still sticking to my, you know, routines and so forth and such. So that's my good right now.
Love that. Love it, honey, because that's a really good win. Because a lot of times what happens is when we get in the funk, we ditch our routine. We quit doing our things that are positive or help support us and so forth. We just kind of, it's like, we just lose the momentum. So I'm proud of you for sticking to it.
Thank you. Well, that was my MO, and, you know, I can't not keep that promise to myself, so thank you. So my question for you is kind of an offshoot of what was the previous caller asked, and it's more around, you know, so when you do get overwhelmed, you know, sometimes that has a way of causing me to have some of my limiting beliefs, you know, pop back up into my mind. And my biggest limiting belief, you know, right now is, you know, I'm too old to be doing this, to make a career change, to be successful at it. And I know that this is an upper limit problem that I'm having. Like, I recognize that. But I was just wondering, you know, sometimes when you go through a prolonged period of this overwhelm, you know, what are some of the strategies that you employ, you know, other than self-talk, that this is not the limit problem, that can help us get over that hump?
I love this question, right? And I think you're already aware that it's just a story. Age is a concept that was created by humans a long time ago. It's actually not real. It doesn't exist. We just decided as a human race to decide that, yes, every 365 days. How do we know it's not actually 245 days or 570 days before you become another year older? What does that even mean, right? So just understand that one thing is and I'm inviting us to just know that or look at that, because it's hopefully dismantling the story or the belief. And all it is a thought. I'm too old. And I'm going to invite you to just say, according to who or what, what's the comparison I'm making? Like, what is the right age to have started what you want to do? And you might even be able to tell me, well, Tiff, it would have been, you know, I would have been 30 or 27 or 34 or 55 or whatever the number is. And you go, oh, interesting. It's just a story. And it's just a construct, again, created by humans. What matters more than anything is your energy, not your age or number. There's a woman whose podcast I was on last week, and she's in like her mid-late 60s. And this woman is like just barely started a podcast the last year. She had a hospitality business and food service for years, a catering company, very well known here in Utah. And, you know, she's a hot little pistol. She's out like moving and shaking, making things happen. I know you've probably heard some of the statistics around, you know, the ages of, you know, Colonel Sanders when he started Kentucky Fried Chicken. He was also almost 70. And so when we think about that, it's just becoming aware. And I know you know that, but I still want to speak to it. it's just poking holes in it. Because what's happening is you're thinking a thought and you're feeling what you're thinking. I want all of you to write that down for me in your notes. I am feeling what I'm thinking. Your thoughts produce the feelings. And it's the feelings, because every time you think the thought, I'm too old, how does that make you feel?
Horrible. What I'm doing is futile.
Right. And so last week I modeled for all of you a question, and we were talking about this in your physical space, but you can apply it to your thoughts, to your food, to your relationships, to spaces you go to music you listen to, is does this inspire me or expire me? And you already have immediate discernment. Every time I think the thought, I'm too old. Or we might think other thoughts like, I'm disorganized, I'm messy, I'm behind, I'm late, I'm not enough. Any kind of limited, those thoughts actually don't have the power, but when we think the thought, it produces an emotion. And that is what then moves us into an energy. So instead, the new story, and I know you, and I've spent time with you, is you are vivacious. If we're going to be storytellers, which you're all storytellers, let's pick a story that works for us. I'm vivacious. Mary, whose podcast I was on last week, that woman's vivacious, and she's, you know, whatever age she is, but she's at least in her late 60s, I believe. Don't quote me on that. Maybe, I'm not sure, her age, I actually couldn't tell you. Maybe it's more like she's just turned 60. I'm not sure. She made a statement about being somewhere in her 60s, but it's like, this woman's like vivacious. To tell the story, I'm vivacious. Everything is right on time. I mean, partly, Karen, the platform that you're going to be leading and that you are growing is it's like life has needed you to learn some tough lessons, and you couldn't have learned them in a capsule in a weekend workshop. You've spent time and years really learning some life lessons. And that has prepared you what I call authenticity training to now hold the space to teach and coach others. And so maybe life is working exactly in your favor right on time. I can't prove that to you. Maybe you are late. Maybe you are right on time. Maybe you're early, actually. I'm not sure. None of it's provable. So let's just choose to tell the story that we want to tell. But really, if we get underneath the story, I'm too old, is like what you're really saying is maybe I'm not enough. Maybe I don't have what it takes. Yeah. Right?
Yep.
And that's where we're in our mirror exercise work.
Yeah.
Go ahead, lovey.
You know, that it's getting hard, you know, and it's like that, you know, the stuff that I'm doing, you know, I mean, I haven't done this before ever, you know, so I feel it like that, like push-pull of, you know, that, you know, these limiting beliefs happening because it's easier to blame it on that rather than continue to grow. And, you know, figure these things out. So,
yes.
You know, it's just
yeah.
A really tough,
amen.
You know, fun. Yeah. And I recognize it.
You just said one of the most powerful things, I'm going to repeat it, make sure you all captured it, is it's easier to take the out of the limiting belief than to face the discomfort of the unknown and the growth, and I got to figure some of these things out. New system or this process, and how am I going to share and do this thing and that thing? It's easier, isn't it, just to say, oh, I'm too old, let's just shelf this a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in the discomfort. You've dialed up the heat. I'm not surprised you're here. Not one bit. That's why I also want, you know, you've already read The Big Leap. Maybe go back and review some of that. This is what's natural to happen. Happens for me, happens for you, happens for everyone. Because when you're on the path of growth and the trajectory, you've been taking all this action. You've hit your upper limit, sis. That's all.
Mm.
But it's a familiar upper limit, isn't it? It's like that old comfy sweatshirt we've had since college that might be a little bit ratty, but, man, it sure feels familiar and comfortable. That sounds like, you know, you're just, it's late, you're not enough. I mean, do you really want to put yourself out there? That's kind of feeling uncomfortable. Why don't we just play in this familiar comfy space and forget launching into the new?
Yep.
So So stick with your mirror work and stick with okay. And then the other thing that helps me, so a few thoughts. When I have the funk come up and my thoughts have gotten me into a funk or I'm feeling these things, a few things help me shift that. One, moving my body. Even if it's a 10-minute walk, literally 10 minutes, right? But I put on, okay. And right now it's cold here in Utah, and it's like putting on the, and I did it, I went on a long walk yesterday. Put on the coat, put on the boots, right? Got to get cozied up, put something on Audible, and I'm listening as I'm walking and so forth. Point being is moving my body shifts. Gratitude listing shifts me. Serving someone else, like I'm going to go find someone. I'm going to go love on someone. Maybe I'm going to text them, put a note in the mail. Maybe I'm going to bake cookies and send them to my neighbor. So I want to talk about, there's a video I have on my YouTube channel called How to Get Out of a Funk. It might be a great reference when you're emotionally in it. There's some proven things there that will shift your state of how you're feeling. But underneath this, I want you retelling a new story, which is I'm right on time. I'm vivacious. I've got a mission and a purpose, and I'm going to help a lot of women and men navigate their fertility journey. And I'll tell you right now, there is a woman, a picture of me and a woman I met at a conference once. She lives in Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm not going to take the time to tell the whole story. We have some other hands up. But I will tell you this, that in a place of my, season of my own life where my self-doubt was high, I had a conversation with this woman in the bathroom, of course, because she, you know, I'm washing my hands at the in the restroom. She said, "Are you Tiffany Peterson?" I said, "I am." And she said, "You got to tell you, you've changed my life." I'm going to go on to have a conversation if she shared how my work changed her life in a deep way. And that she went on to say, that series you do in November, my gratitude series, which she didn't know I wasn't planning to do again. This is in the fall of 2017. Because of some self-doubt, I just went, oh, what's the point? I'm not sure. Should I even be doing this anymore? She said, that series changed my life. I said, oh, thank you. That's nice. I wasn't really receiving her. I wasn't taking it in. She could tell, right? I was polite, but I wasn't really, you know, energetically, right? And so, oh, thank you, that's nice. And I'm trying to, like, complete and move on. She goes, no, you really don't understand why that changed my life is it saved my marriage. I said, wow, I'm so happy to hear that. She said, yeah, I went through the gratitude series, and I heard some things in there that changed my mindset the way I was focused on my spouse. And I started focusing in a different way, and it shifted my marriage. And I said, thank you for sharing that. I'm happy to hear that. Still, it was like I was hearing it, but it still didn't have this impact. And tell Karen, she went on to say, and why that's significant, Tiffany, is that I went on to lose 2 children the following year, one to suicide and one my daughter asphyxiated. It's my 6-year-old child had a severe asthma attack, never came out of it. Tears start rolling down my face. She's tears on hers. She's like, you need to know that series changed my life. She's a functioning, healthy woman who's gone through significant loss. And I took a picture of us. She was on my gratitude series in 2017, and I'll do that series the rest of my life as long as I'm living. But I had been also where you're at, self-doubt. Does this matter? Am I enough? I don't know. Should I do it? Self-doubt will always be part of all of your journeys for every single one of you. Get back to purpose. We talked about this, I think, on last week's coaching call. So that picture, I now print it off and is on my vision board, and I'm seeing her right now face to face. She reminds me of why I face off with my own self-doubt, why I'm willing to learn new technology and create work on things. Is Karen, there are going to be people who will thank you. Sometimes they won't, you won't hear about, you aren't going to hear about it from everyone. But you'll have a handful of experiences, a note in the mail, a comment on your social media, and they will say, thank you for having the courage to help me on my journey.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome. Now, what I'm going to ask, though, is that you become intentional with your rituals, because all of us, this is great coaching for every one of you. It's a good coaching reminder for me. All of us will have our emotions ebb and flow. That's life. That's part of being in a human meat suit, right, is this experience of being human, my emotions ebb and flow. And so it's really important that we work on things where we are regularly doing things that will nourish the foundation. So like your self-care, moving your body, doing your mirror work, right? Practicing, doing things in our business where we nourish our relationships like we talked about on Monday. We're going to regularly send those notes. We're going to regularly set up the coffee dates. We're going to do the things, the rituals, because the rituals, or in other words, habits, is what creates our outcome and our result. And so if I waited for every time I felt like emotionally doing the thing, I wouldn't, half the time I wouldn't do it. And that's where we work on some of those specific habits, personally, professionally, relationship-wise, that whether we, quote, feel like it or not, we're following through with. And it sounds like you've been doing that. So that's a huge win.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm sending you a big hug, sister. You're just in the power of growth and the process of this growth. It's normal. It comes up for all of us, and you'll work through it.
Thank you. I love how you rephrase it. I'm going to use the vivacious and all that. So thank you.
Yes, ma'am. That's your new story. I'm a vivacious woman, and life is right on time.
Thank
love
you.
Love it, girl. All right. You're welcome. Okay, I'm coming next to Christy Palmer, has her hand raised. Christy, you're unmuted if you want to share something that's new and good, and then your share question.
Good morning.
Hi, Beauty. What time is it there again? Like 3, 4 in the morning?
4:30, yeah.
4:30 a.m. Australia time, everyone.
My new and good is, when I've been doing our vision board and going through the bigger goals in life with my husband and realizing just how much we actually already love our life. So
yay!
Being able to accept that, you know, we love where we live. We love our house and we don't want to change that, but that we can, there's still other dreams that we do want to fulfill. So, yeah, that's been really huge for both of us, actually. My question is hopefully just a quick one. Just on the affirmations, a lot of my associates are doing daily affirmations where each day they change up their I am statements. And I'm trying to figure out if it's more productive to keep the same ones so that they get set in your mind, or if it's good to keep changing them.
Yeah, so I really think either one is good, right? Either one is positive. I do think, you know, the core five that I exposed you all to on week one, I'd like to be as part of your daily staple, right? The I am enough, I am worthy and deserving.
Yep.
I trust myself, I forgive myself, and I allow myself to receive. And if you want to add others, like I'm proud of you, or similar, like we were just modeling with Karen, I'm vivacious, and I'm daily committed to my vitality. I'm a servant, I'm a vessel, I'm a being of love and light. I'm willing to be of service to the planet. I'm this rank in my company, or I'm achieving this outcome. I'm showing up in this way. You know, it's reinforcing what you do want. What an affirmation is just that, what we want to firm up in ourselves, and it's a chosen belief system. So the thing about an affirmation is you might not feel it today. Like when I model for you, I am worthy and deserving. Or I forgive myself. You might say, Tiff, I'm not currently feeling that, though. I'm not feeling worthy, or I'm not feeling like I've forgiven myself for X, Y, or Z. And I'm going to say, that's fine. Forget how you, quote, feel about it and keep strengthening that as the belief. Like Karen right now, today in this moment, might not feel vivacious, but I want her to start affirming that story over and over again, that she comes back to her truth, which is about energy, not about a number, and that she's giving that the life force. So to your question, I really think, honey, it can be either way. I just ask as your coach for this season of life that you're repetitive to the four, the universal five core ones that I gave you guys on week one, that you have that on repeat. If you want to add more and change that up each day, that's up to you. Or, you know, like Jesse was sharing with us earlier, the 3x5 cards, putting all of their goals on 3x5 cards. You could even put your affirmation statements on 3x5 cards.
Yeah,
and put
I've
that
written
in a space that you might see it regularly.
I've written all of the ones that you had suggested and a couple extras on my mirror in the bathroom.
Oh,
so
good.
Every time I walk in, I see them, I read them. It's a constant reminder. But I do like the 3x5 cards so that I can see them while I'm at work.
Yeah. But whatever helps, I think a lot of it too, a litmus test is like, does that inspire you? And which statements and language? And you go, yeah, that, ooh, that lights me up. It makes me feel good. And I feel energized by it. You know, again, you might not always have a feeling associated to it that is allowing yourself to say, okay, this helps me feel more towards the higher self that I'm working on or working towards.
Yeah, nice. Thank you.
Love it. Good to hear your voice.
Thanks.
Have a great morning and a great day.
I will. Thank you.
Okay, who's next today? If you'd like to share, you know, maybe something that you're learning or maybe there's a specific question, would love to hear from you. We still have about a little over 15 minutes, so we have plenty of time. If you want to raise your hand, you press star in the 2 sign, or star sign, asterisk sign number 2. Or if you're a webcast, you just press on your webcast, raise hand. There we go. Okay. Anyone have something up for you, something you're learning? Maybe it's from last week or week before, or maybe it's this week or something new, something that's up for you. I will tell you about a resource while I'm waiting for our next hand to come up. There's a great woman that I just love her. We met a couple of years ago. We were both speaking for Dave Ramsey's platform. Dave Ramsey's a popular author around money and financials here in the United States. And she and I were both speaking, she on social media, and I was speaking on sales for their group, and her name is Amy Porterfield. You might know her, and you're going to hear about her on week 6 when we talk in detail about publicity and your platform and growing and so forth, social media. She's one of the a handful of teachers I strongly recommend from you to learn from in that area. Well, she has a podcast I love called Online Marketing Made Easy, and she had a podcast come out last week that I just love, and it's definitely thinking strategically, and it's going to fit more in week 6's space when we talk about this. But I think it's great to go and listen to any of it now if you'd like to. She created a podcast on creating 3 months of content creation, right? But all of us at some level are a curator of content. And again, whether you have a nonprofit, right, there's a nonprofit board that I participate on with the local group, and I help them with their social media and sharing good content, right, that helps, you know, create engagement with their cause. And again, you might be in direct sales, you might be a fellow coach, you might be in technology, you might be a professional, you know, organizer. But it's the power of sharing regular content. If you're email marketing based, you have a blog, you're on social media, you're on all of the things, you're on one of those things, really, really liked her podcast. I was listening to that a couple of days ago, and I thought, oh, man, that is so good. Again, it's Amy Porterfield. You can find her on iTunes or any other of the main, you know, platforms for podcasting. She's got some great stuff that she's sharing. But specifically the episode on creating consistent content, I think you'll like that. All right, there's lots of you that are here today, so who's next? You want to raise your hand again, press the asterisk sign or star sign and then the number 2, or raise your hand on your webcast where it says raise hand. And let's utilize the time that we have together. Again, your question might be business related, might be personal, anything at all. I'd love to support you. Okay, I'm coming back to Jesse. Absolutely, sisters. Let's use this time. You are unmuted.
Okay, well, I don't know if this is a good question or not, but sometimes when I'm time blocking and I have other responsibilities, I feel like I cannot defy the laws of physics and time. So are there any tips that you have to make what time you do have to spend on a certain part of your business or whatever you're doing more effective?
Yeah, I'd say my number one thing on this is, and we talk about this on week three in detail, but is to make my time the most effective as I eliminate my distractions. So if I'm working on a content piece, like Monday, I cranked out a lot because there's a lot coming up. I have television tomorrow, and my coffee was due by Tuesday morning. So, but one of the things I do when I'm like, and then I wrote out, shoot up our newsletter that dropped yesterday with a new video, and I got a lot of content work done. I needed about 2 hours, probably an hour and a half, 90 minutes to do all of that, 90 minutes to 2 hours. So I'm in clean space. My cell phone's on complete silent. It's face down. Sometimes I even put it in the other room. I've turned off all the other possible noises, distractions, you know what I'm saying, is I've created a space where I can just drop into content creation. It's one of the biggest ways that we interrupt our own productivity because, to your point, we might map it on a calendar. We might even color code it and it's pretty, right? But it's like even with the prettiest calendar, it's how do I help protect to make sure what I put on there is going to happen. And it doesn't always work to that. I mean, sometimes, you know, it's like the kid gets broken arm on the trampoline and you're off to the ER or you get a call from your neighbor or something like that that comes up. I understand that some, you know, it doesn't always work to our schedule, but one, do we have a schedule? Do we have a plan? Are we doing some weekly planning? But then for me, the best way to keep that being the best use of my time is I don't let my distractions in that space when I'm dropped in.
Okay.
So just be aware, ask yourself, and one of the best ways to do this, you know, to know this is, well, what activities or what distractions can typically pop up? And you might say, well, gosh, it's my technology. Okay, we'll turn it off. You might say, well, I need to be on my technology to write the content. Great, but close out your email in the backdrop. You don't need that dinging you or popping up while you're in the middle of writing or creating. And you might say, well, my kids can be a distraction. And that doesn't mean we don't love those cute kiddos, but you might say, great, I need to go to the coffee shop or go to a place where I have some, you know, or I have a nanny come in for a few hours a week and help me with my children while I really dial in some of my marketing or some of my writing or creation. And you might say, gosh, my house is a distraction. Like me, I assume